You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Sean Geithner, founder and owner of Believe Teas. Their mission is to help customers easily find a tea that they will love to drink and make them feel good. They also want to make learning about tea and all its countless benefits easy and fun. Sean, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on the show.
Yes, thank you.
So, Sean, what made you decide to want to start your own tea company? Let's start there.
Well, I was a teacher for 17 years in elementary school, and I enjoyed it very much. But after 17 years, I decided I was interested in a change. And I realized, and my husband, you know, helped me realize, too, that a lot of the skills that I had developed during that 17 years as an educator would probably help me to start my own business. And so then I had had an interest in loose leaf teas for many, many years. I'd gone to tea houses. I'd grown up drinking tea. I'm from Florida, so there's a lot of tea down in the South. And I had realized that after doing a lot of my own reading, because back when I was just getting into it, there wasn't a lot of coursework or anything out there, so I was just doing a lot of research on my own. And I realized how much better the loose leaves tasted and how much more health benefit you got from it. And after doing that, I thought, well, you know, maybe this is something I can pursue because it's something that's already a passion for me. So that's when I decided to go ahead and take the plunge after 17 years of educating and, you know, try my hand at a business.
And why not? Now, how does your background in education help you in your business?
Well, it takes a lot of structure and organization to be a teacher, so that helps me a lot, you know, because there are so many things involved in starting your own business, and that's helped me a great deal. And also, sharing information on all levels. I didn't realize how much I would bring my teaching to my business, but it's become an integral part of it. I do a lot of presentations. I do, you know, in-home tastings and that sort of thing too, but I've done very large group presentations because people are very interested in learning about tea, the basics of it, how it can help you, the differences between what we find in the store in tea bags and what loose leaf is all about. The differences between teas and herbals, and you know, being able to share that with people who are already familiar with it, and then the people who, you know, don't really have an understanding at all yet of tea and are just learning, that background has helped me reach all those people, and I have a comfort level in front of people too in talking, which has been very beneficial. And I've always had a love of learning, and I'm constantly not only teaching about tea, but I'm constantly learning about it too. It's a fascinating subject, and I think that love of learning comes from my background in education as well.
What do you find to be your biggest challenge as a mommy entrepreneur?
Well, the biggest one for sure is balancing everything. I have an 8-year-old, and you know, I waited a long time for her, so I love to spend time with her and focus a lot of my energy into being with her and doing things as a family. So finding that balance and being able to focus on my business has been a true challenge, but I have always had tons of ideas about where I want to go and things I want to try as far as my business, and focusing has been something that has been a challenge. And I'm a pretty structured, focused individual, but when you're doing your own business, you know, you're kind of all over the place in the beginning, so helping myself focus in on specific tasks that I want to, you know, or goals that I have has been somewhat of a challenge, to say the least. So I, you know, have found ways to help with that. Planners, it took me a long time to find a planner that I liked, but once I did, it has really helped me, you know, not sweat the small stuff so much and focus on one day at a time. So balance and focus have probably been the biggest challenges.
And certainly with you on that today, we are joined by Sean Geithner, founder and owner of Believe Teas. Their mission is to help customers easily find a tea that they will love to drink and make them feel good here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Sean, what is the most rewarding part of what you do now?
Well, definitely it's bringing the joy of tea to people. A lot of my customers initially just thought tea was a medicinal thing. You only pull it out when you've got a cold or, you know, when you're not feeling well, and then they wouldn't necessarily pick something that was really good, and then their experience with it was not memorable or enjoyable. So I've really enjoyed tremendously introducing delicious tasting teas to people and helping them to realize that, you know, don't just drink it when you're feeling bad, but drink it all the time because it's so good for you. And there's a ritual that goes with it. You know, it takes a little bit of time to prepare. So it makes you slow down and think about things in your day. And if you find a good tea that you really love, it fortifies you throughout the day and kind of feeds your soul. So that's something that I really, really have found rewarding, is bringing that joy of tea that I have found to others.
Also, Sean, from your experience, what are three pieces of advice that you would give other moms that want to start their own business like you have?
Well, definitely do your research. I did a lot of reading on my own before I ever, you know, even dove into this. You really want to make sure you know a lot about what you're going to, you know, have your business focus on. So do your research, do your reading. And number two, I guess, don't be afraid to ask for help. That's something that I kind of had a hard time with in the beginning, because I'm kind of a control person. So I'm always wanting to, you know, just handle everything. But when you're doing your own business, you really need a good support system, and you need to not be afraid to ask others to help you out. And I've learned that in doing that, it, you know, brings your stress level down, and you can rely on other people to help you with some of those tasks and help you to learn things that you may not understand. And thirdly, reward your own accomplishments. Don't wait for other people to reward you, because a lot of times it's just not going to happen, especially if it's your own business. You know, there's not a structure there for incentives and that kind of thing for you. So reward yourself, and whatever that means to you. It could mean, you know, going to get a pedicure, or spending an afternoon with your children, or going out to eat with your husband, or, you know, anything, whatever that means to you, a piece of chocolate and a cup of tea. So, you know, don't forget to do that, and it helps keep you going for sure.
And that's certainly some great advice, and thanks for sharing that. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip for the listeners today?
Well, I would just say, if you're, you know, if you really want to look into starting a business again, go for it. You know, I think it's a great time right now to do so, and the opportunities for women in business are better than they ever have been. And I have found also that women in business really, in most cases, want to help each other. So that's been very enlightening to me, and something that I find very helpful. So go for it. Don't be afraid, and, you know, and do something that you love for sure, because you're going to be spending a lot of hours on it. So make sure it's something that you enjoy.
Well, Sean, it certainly has been an inspiration to hear what you've created here, and also to take a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Believe Teas Incorporated and how one could be in touch.
Well, the best way to find me is on my website. It's www.believeteas.com, and I have a lot of information there about my business, how I got started, my products that are available. I have a blog that I share information on that website. And actually, we're just getting ready to revamp our website, so stay tuned for that. My current website is nice, but the new one is really exciting. I'm working on it right now, so it's something that you can look forward to. But if you sign up, that's how you're going to get involved in the information that I share on a regular basis. And then, of course, there's a Facebook page at Believe Tees, and I have a Twitter account at Believe Tees as well, and also a Pinterest page. So check out all of those avenues, and you should be able to find me.
Again, Shawn, thanks for your time and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Shawn Geithner, founder and owner of Believe Tees, with a mission to help customers easily find a tea that they will love to drink and make them feel good. They also want to make learning about tea and all its countless benefits easy and fun. And for more information and for contact, simply visit BelieveTees.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.